You know, we got DJ DV.
What's up?
All right, so we're going to be talking about All-Star Weekend. And for the first segment, we're going to be talking about the All-Star Game. The dunk contest, I'm sorry. So, I mean, Zach LaVine came out really hot. We had Victor Oladipo, Mason Plumlee. What do you have to say about that?
Well, when I saw the contestants who were in before when they started, my favorite was Zach LaVine. You know, he's had a lot of, you know, air. He has a lot of bounce. He's been a great dunker. He's very athletic since probably high school in his college days at UCLA. So he was my favorite coming in. I saw some hoop mixtapes. I YouTubed them, and I just thought, you know, this is the guy. There was no contest. What do you think, DJ DV?
Well, my favorite was Zach LaVine, but I was waiting to see what Victor Oladipo had, but I didn't really care about the other two.
He did pull out that 540.
Yeah, the 540 was ridiculous. But there was an interview with Zach LaVine, and they were talking about the first time he dunked, and he dunked for the first time in a game with his left hand. He hadn't dunked before that. I thought that was really crazy. And it was in eighth grade.
Jeez. Coming out strong with the bounce. I know. I was really waiting for I thought the Greek Freak was going to put out something better than that. I mean, he threw some lobs, but he couldn't even put it down himself. It was pretty basic dunks. I was really expecting more from him. But, I mean, Mason Plumlee, I think, was the biggest surprise because he's like 6'10", 6'11", so he's already
huge.
And
then he did jump over his brother and dunk it. Yeah, he, you know, used the leverage, but that's still impressive.
His brother's
like 6'11".
Yeah, his brother's also 6'11". But I expected more from Plumlee because he did a dunk contest. He did the McDonald's dunk contest in high school.
Oh.
I think it was, yeah, in high school. I think it was.
I did not know
that. He really has bounced for a while now. Yeah. I mean, all these guys really... They're all something special.
And it's amazing to see how big they are and like just how athletic these athletes are, and they jumping over people, throwing it from like off the side of the backboard and like coming and like dunking it through the legs.
360s and
540s, like. And actually, one thing, I feel like Zach LaVine put the dunk contest back on the map, because for years it's been kind of subpar and kind of below average,
especially
last year.
Last year was below average because of the setup. I thought John Wall did an exceptional job. I mean, he jumped over the Wizards mascot, pumped it, and dunked it reverse. So, I mean, that's a pretty impressive dunk, but that's just one dunk. But in a sense, yeah, Zach LaVine brought it back because it was just him. He was just doing it, and he really brought energy, and he didn't mess up the entire dunk contest. Every dunk he did was the first time.
And that's why I feel like he put it back on the map, because it was already one and done. Like, these last past couple of years, there's been the athletes, the dunkers have been missing their dunk on the first, second try, third try. So when they finally do, it's kind of like...
We already know
there's not the same excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that what really changed the game was because we watched the Kobe Bryant, what was that, 91? We watched that whole dunk contest, and, I mean, what they were doing back then, they were just doing 360s, they were doing some pretty basic stuff, and now in this day and age, you're seeing some... I mean, you got Blake Griffin jumping over IKEA.
True.
I mean, it's
the
just...
The hood of IKEA.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
Baron Davis coming out of the sunroof.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't want to risk your career in an event like that. Jumping over a car. Yeah, it would have been nice, but I feel like your career is more important at
that
point.
But that dunk contest, I thought it was kind of fixed because it was in Los Angeles. It was Blake Griffin's, you know, first All-Star weekend.
Yeah, it was his first season because the season before, I think he fractured his kneecap.
Yeah, so, and there was just a lot of hype of him, you know. He dunked on Mozgov, dunked on Gallinari.
Threw it in.
Yeah, he really...
Destroyed his career. Where is Mozgov?
Mozgov's in Cleveland doing really well, actually.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, but still, though, I mean, what they're doing today is just insane compared to what they were doing back then. I think that's what really fascinated me the most compared to the dunks that they're doing now. It's just insane. But then, I mean, you have Mason Plumlee, and he does get, like, that lift off, but, like, I was really expecting more from him more than anybody else, I think, because of his height.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could, like a Dwight Howard kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, him taking off from, like, super far away, like, the free throw line or trying something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking he was going to do.
I was actually expecting more windmills.
True. That would have been dope.
I was
expecting more windmills from Greek the Freak than anyone else.
Because he did one in the game a couple weeks ago.
And his wingspan is so long. Yeah. It's, like, 7 feet something.
Yeah. his wingspan is ridiculous. And the fact is, he came into the league at 6'9", and he grew 2 inches. So he's 6'11".
Wow.
He's only 19.
Who would you guys would have rather have seen, though, in the dunk contest?
LeBron.
Yeah, I want to see LeBron. That's like the number one choice. Yeah.
LeBron or Russell Westbrook.
Mm.
Russell Westbrook would have been a great addition to the dunk contest.
If you could make a dunk contest, who would you put in it?
Of all time?
Yeah.
All time. All time. Well, obviously, you got to put Michael Jordan in there.
Of course. Of course.
Kobe Bryant. Vince Carter. Vince Carter. Kobe Bryant.
Vintage Kobe?
18-year-old Kobe Bryant.
Oh, my gosh.
Before he was number 24, when he was number 8.
Who else can stand with them, though? Who would be the fourth?
Jay Rich.
Jason Rich. Really?
What? Did you not see his dunk
contest? I did see it.
I say the best dunk contest of all time.
You know who I would throw in that he gets looked over? Nate Robinson. I would throw Nate Robinson in there.
You would throw Nate Robinson in there?
What if we just had like a tiny dunk contest? We threw like Spud Webb in
there. Spud Webb, Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson. Who else is a little? Ty Lawson?
Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, that'd be...
Mm.
Can Isaiah Thomas get that up, though?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, he can.
Man, all right. So who'd be your four, DB?
My four, I'm going Dr. J.
Ooh.
James Flight White.
Oh, he's going throw.
Gerald Green. And Zach LaVine.
And you got a random assortment in there.
Yeah, it's really random. But those guys, if you ever see like Gerald Green's post practice dunks on YouTube.
And wasn't James White in the dunk contest a couple of years ago?
He was, but he's getting old, so he can go between the legs from the free throw line. I've seen that.
I think if I was going to make a four, I would go Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook.
Ooh.
Going with the whole Thunder team.
Yeah, really.
Reggie Jackson.
I'd throw in Kyrie Irving.
What?
I don't know. I'm just throwing him in there.
He needs some love, all right?
He needs some love. Jesus.
And then my fourth would be Dr. J because he's my favorite player.
Okay.
He would obviously win, though. I mean,
if it was a dunk contest of superstars, of course, I'd see LeBron, Kobe, MJ, and we'll throw Dominique Wilkins in there.
Ooh.
Dominique Wilkins had power.
Spud Webb.
He, compared to Zach LaVine, Spud Webb was... There's nothing.
Okay, true.
But he is five. He's really like 5'7".
Yeah,
5'6". So
there's just been a lot of great dunkers throughout the whole NBA history.
Yeah, of course.
It really has.
Should we talk about the 3-point contest?
We should.
Some Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, 27.
He
out
lit
of
it
30.
Up. Lit it up. But
27
he got the Bunsen burner.
This was the most competitive 3-point contest I've seen. Just like look who was in it: Klay Thompson,
Kyrie.
It was like, it was probably James more anticipated Harden. Than the dunk contest. It was, I feel like, because it was just like so blown. It just blew everybody away because of how many superstars and how many all-stars were in there.
True.
I mean, I really wanted to see, being a Rockets fan, I would want to see James Harden, but then he only hits 15.
It's like, okay. They should have threw a Laker in there or something.
Just throw a Laker
Spocky
in there?
P, just throw Spocky P
Why
in
not,
there?
Bro?
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
We had no participants in anything, bro. Kobe was hurt.
I wonder why.
Kobe was hurt,
huh? He got selected to be All-Star, but...
Well, we already... That was a
but
game.
But everybody
team.
Else on the team is just...
Yeah, I mean, the entire All-Star roster was like... Just a sham.
Yeah,
and
that was that.
Yeah,
that was
I mean,
a,
you got
that kind
of
overshadowed the whole All Star game because they were just putting replacements in there.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
they were well deserving, but still, it's not.
Yeah,
the
Damian
same.
Lillard should have been an All Star, but I mean, he technically shouldn't have because of the voting.
Yeah,
I was surprised how underrated Jeff Teague went because I mean he is. I mean, all the Hawks players, they're like, oh my gosh, 16 win streak. Like that was insane.
They won the whole month of January.
And, they really did.
Yeah, and talking about like one of the 3-point contestants, Kyle Korver, there was a lot of heat with him replacing who was it, Dwayne Wade?
On the
East. There was a lot of heat. They did not, respect that decision.
He's a 53-point shooter.
Oh, 53%. 53%
three-point shooter.
That's just incredible.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, he's making every other shot he puts up.
He's come a long way since those days coming off the bench in Utah. And playing for
I don't even remember that. Jesus.
I remember that. Yeah, he played for Utah. That's where he started up. And then he went to Chicago.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he was there for a while.
Yeah. And he's finally coming into his own now.
Yeah, he's getting old, though. He's 30s.
Still.
I mean, he doesn't need his legs. Well, he does need his legs, but he doesn't need that much of his legs to shoot that. I mean, look at Ray Allen.
Yeah, that's true.
Won an NBA championship at, what, 30, what was it, 37?
Yeah, and that team was stacked.
That team was stacked.
That would have been nice to see. That would have been nice to see Ray Allen in the three-point contest.
As a free agent?
Oh.
No team guest appearance.
He just wears free agent on his jersey.
Yeah, he's just a free agent.
Oh, man.
Ray Allen was in the dunk contest. Kobe Bryant.
True.
He had a nice dunk. He had a nice dunk that I still can't do.
Kobe still, though, I mean, geez. He has so much bounce.
I feel like Kobe got a lot of credit from the dunk contest just because he was that 18-year-old kid. He was that underdog. He was he was just glorified, I feel like.
Yeah.
Anywhere, Cleveland. They were in Cleveland, right?
Yes, Cleveland.
So in 1997, he was that kid. He was that guy.
Literally 1 year fresh out of high school.
And that's how Zach LaVine was. He wasn't technically out of high school, but he was that guy. That's what I kind of felt.
Yeah.
The presence of that.
Yeah, I feel like they saw a couple of highlights from earlier in the season from him dunking on the fast break, catching lobs, you know, the summer league. And when they hear dunk contest, and he says, yeah, I'm going to do it. They're just going to think, well, what can he do? What is he going to show us? And he came and brought some fire.
Even Reggie Miller and Kenny Smith were going like nuts over all his dunks.
Yeah, going nuts.
I mean, you just can't get any emotion out of Dr. J. I mean, every time
Dr. J,
he just had that straight face.
He feel like he does not want to be there at all.
I'm sure he does. But
I wonder how much they pay him. I feel like they have to pay him to, you know.
I thought that'd be volunteer.
No,
you really think so?
Dr. J is not volunteering.
No. Yeah, true.
When do you ever see MJ there? Really? When do you see MJ at an All-Star game?
Never.
He's focusing on the Hornets, bro. Yeah. Leave him alone.
The Hornets. I was about to say Bobcats, but then they changed their name. They did.
All right, well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this first segment. I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse.
I'm DJ Smooth.
DJ DV.
You listen to Ball Is Life on radio.dominican.edu, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Teenage fantasy, feeling there's so much we could be. She's got me wishing. Feel your way like the day before.
DJ.
All right, welcome back to Ball Is Life. I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse, and again, I have with me
DJ Smooth and our special guest, DJ DV over here. And we're going to hop right into the All-Star game. So, you know, the West won that game, and it was very exciting, like always, yeah, the All-Star game.
I don't know. I thought it was very dull. Very dull game.
Really?
Not enough dunks.
Yeah, I was actually expecting more loops.
I expected less defense, but it was a very close game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people want bragging rights. So I give it to him. It was a good game.
I mean, how can't you be excited when it's 163-158 in the final score?
it's just
taking off. Well, I mean, you can't talk about this All-Star game without talking about Russell Westbrook.
The MVP.
MVP.
Yeah. He had 27 points in one half. That's the most in All-Star game history.
Yeah, with a little bruise on his head from hitting his head on the backboard from a lob from I don't know who it was. Might have been Steph Curry, maybe.
Steph Curry was dropping dimes. He dropped a couple to James Harden, you know, your boy, Roughhouse.
I mean, he just gets buckets. I mean, that's what I'm saying. MVP, my prediction, but, I mean, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But, I mean, anyways, we got so many other great players that were in the game. I mean, you got LaMarcus Aldridge coming in with 18, James Harden coming in with 29, as you said. Damian Lillard off the bench with 11. And then you have Chris Paul coming off the bench with 15 assists.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not.
Kyle Korver with 21.
Yeah.
For his first All-Star game, wasn't it?
True. And the Hawks. The Hawks were representing in the East.
Yeah, the Hawks.
They had like four of them.
Paul Millsap, Kyle Korver, Jeff Teague, Al Horford.
Jesus. They should have put the whole team on there. They're the best team right now.
Also, LeBron had 30.
Yeah, LeBron.
Well, LeBron's going to get his hit.
LeBron always going to get his
LeBron
own.
LeBron is still the man of the league. He still is.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a time where someone's going to be taken over.
Well, yeah, KD. KD's next.
I don't know, bro.
What do you mean you don't know?
I feel like Anthony Davis is ready.
Ooh.
But we'll talk about that.
Bold prediction.
When's the last time a power forward has taken over the league?
Well, we're going to get that later. Let's simmer down.
Pau Gasol had a double-double in the All-Star game.
Yeah, that was actually a good storyline. The brothers starting against each other, yes. Marc Gasol and Pau Gasol.
Yeah, they actually did a little bit I don't know what show it was on, but they were trying to see how much they knew about each other, so they would answer questions and write them down, but not show each other. And they actually got all of them correct. They were asking them like, what's their favorite food and who's better at who than and in what category and stuff like that.
And the brothers each knew.
Yeah, and the brothers each knew. It was pretty interesting.
And they're both playing the league, and they're both getting buckets.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean.
Some genetics right there. Did their dad play in the?
I doubt it.
No.
I doubt it.
Played overseas in Spain, maybe?
Maybe. That's
I don't know. I know Pau Gasol wanted to be like a doctor.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, before he,
Before he left the Lakers?
Wow.
Is that when you read up on that?
Yeah.
Before he left the Lakers? He
should stay with the Lakers and become a doctor. Help all the injuries we
don't
got.
Don't take my word for
it.
But
Kobe Bryant.
I feel like the Lakers pushed him to be a doctor.
Ooh,
losing too much.
Wow. Wow. Let's leave my Lakers out of this, okay? It's been a rough couple of years.
Has it been a rough couple of years?
It has been rough.
Since when? What, 2010?
Against the Celtics,
since
right?
Since Dwight Howard came, been rough.
Wow.
Since Chris Paul trade got vetoed by
I feel like that trade was brutal.
I mean, anyways.
RIP.
Who do you think should have been in the All-Star game that didn't go?
Wow, there's just a lot.
Yeah,
there's a lot that got in because of injuries.
Yeah,
that kind of
takes away from
the
list.
Yeah, that does help.
But
I didn't think Damian Lillard should have been in All-Stars. I didn't think he should have been a replacement. He should have been, he deserved to be an All-Star.
Yeah, he deserved to be an All-Star. But I think, man, one of my favorite players, I think Rudy Gay.
Really?
Yeah. Rudy Gay.
The one that I was going to say was Kemba Walker. I think he really should have been there.
How are the Charlotte Hornets doing?
They're in the 7th in the East right now. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's a tough bit.
I really like what they're doing over there. I think MJ's turning around for him.
He's been carrying you know, the Hornets since Lance Stephenson hasn't been, you know, the guy that they thought they were getting.
Yeah.
They need to trade him.
They do.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if they do.
Who wants him, though?
Tomorrow at noon.
Lakers will take him for Jeremy Lin.
Again.
Lakers would do anything to get rid of Jeremy Lin. And,
and Steve Nash.
And Steve Nash.
Oh, all right, but who else? I mean, Jeremy Lamb?
Sleeper? No.
Oh, no.
Robert Sacre. Swaggy P missed out. I think it was DJ an all-star snub, bro. No, yeah. Again, staying with the Hornets, I thought, Al Jefferson.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Al Jefferson, he's there. Not the one, but the two guy on the team.
I feel like
number two option.
Wait, why didn't Derrick Rose do it? Was it injury or?
He just didn't get selected.
No, I don't think he got selected.
Yeah, he's not good anymore.
That kind of slipped by.
Yeah, Derrick Rose.
I don't even think about him.
Yeah, I feel like Kevin Love should have.
Oh, true.
Should have had it. He could have had a better season. I feel like
feel like the chemistry.
The chemistry is getting there because they're winning.
Well, yeah, and
they're winning now.
Well, people forget about Kevin Love on the Cavs because it's
overshadowed.
LeBron and then Kyrie. You know, Kyrie likes to shoot, so does.
I don't like the rep that LeBron gets from doing his job and what he does.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I feel like people expect them to be in like that Kobe and Michael Jordan like mindset that I'm gonna take the shot when I want to, but that's just not him. He's a different total player. Yeah, he likes to get his teammates involved.
Yeah, and then also like with the whole Kevin Love thing, how Kevin Love's not getting enough shots. Kevin Love's not making enough shots. I feel like Kevin Love, I feel like he needs to involve himself more within the team, and get himself going. And like nobody else is gonna do it for him but himself. So
yeah, I feel like that's him just being trying to be the unselfish player that he is, just passing the ball a lot more and trying to get those assists instead of just taking the contested shot instead of passing it one more.
Yeah, and so of course when the Cavs lose, you know whose fault it is, right?
Yeah, they're always gonna the scapegoat.
Yeah, when you win, he's there. He's the hero. When they lose, he's the villain.
Yeah.
So, I feel like
Serious question, though. You think that Nick Young has had that type of season to make it to the All-Star game?
No.
Of course not.
I just want to see a Laker in an All-Star game.
I hope he gets to an All-Star game before his career is over.
Nick Young?
Yeah.
Maybe Iggy will take him back.
Yeah, I don't think he will, to be honest.
Well, I hope Jay Randle comes back.
Ooh.
Julius Randle.
He will. He'll come back strong, hopefully.
He's going to come back strong.
He was looking good for that first 10 minutes he played throughout the season.
I feel like the league's really young right now.
It is. There's a lot of up and comers.
Yeah. So like Timberwolves are really young.
Really, the Jazz super young. I think that their average is like 24 for their average player.
Wow.
Which is just
They got a lot of another All Star snub, Gordon Hayward of Utah.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I see that. I can see him making the All Star next year, but I felt like he had a legitimate chance to make it this year.
DeAndre Jordan.
Oh. He has been, but the thing is, when Blake Griffin's there, he doesn't produce the way he does when Blake Griffin's not there.
I feel like one of them has to leave.
The paint's just so filled.
Trade deadline's coming up. Make it happen.
Stop starting all these rumors.
They're not getting rid of them.
Get us in trouble. Doc Rivers is about to call in.
what can he say? He's coaching his son. He's got daddy.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to get rid of Austin Rivers.
Off topic, though, they got that Duke UNC game tonight.
Ooh,
that's going to be a big one.
Yes.
I feel like Duke's going to take it easily.
Ooh, geez, that's bold. That's a bold statement right there.
Easily. They're going to go up by 20 in the first half.
What?
Anyways, other sleepers. I'm trying to, it's really hard because.
Yeah. It's really hard because they're sleepers.
There's so much depth. Yeah, there's so much depth in the NBA that. They had so many replacements already filled, as you guys said earlier. I mean, it's so easy to just pick and choose names because they're already in there now because of all the injuries. Besides that, the other All-Star game was the World vs. USA game.
Oh, yeah.
That was the rookie and sophomores.
Yeah, that was a really interesting game, I think.
Andrew Wiggins went off.
He did.
I feel like Andrew Wiggins wasn't trying.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he was saving himself for the dunk contest?
But he wasn't in the dunk contest.
Oh, I mean,
oh, man. I don't know. I feel like he was just taking a back seat, and just kind of was
just cruising.
Lazy. Yeah,
but he won MVP.
He did win MVP. Maybe he was trying. It just looked like some of the plays.
That 360 had looked so effortless.
Yeah, he kind of walked into that 360.
He did. He also did have like half the field or half the court wide open though.
Yeah, he did. He did. That game as well. I feel like there should have been more dunks, more windmills.
More windmills. Well, it's you got to play some defense at least. You can't just not try.
Yeah, right.
Actually, I feel like the Rising Star Challenge game is more competitive than the All-Star game because feel like they play more defense than
They're up and coming.
They need to prove themselves.
They want to make a name. I know Zach LaVine in that game had a ridiculous dunk. He was going to his left and he was past the rim and he dunked it so awkwardly and it was so powerful.
The kid just has so much bounce.
6'6" point guard.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins, he had 22 points to win, you know. And you know who else? Again, we were talking about how young the Jazz were. Rudy Gobert had 18 points and 12 rebounds with 3 block shots.
Oh, man. See, that's just something that like you just don't think about because you just don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Very, very off topic.
They were talking about in the video that we watched earlier, they were talking about Gobert and how he could actually become something pretty big because of his size and his strength and athleticism.
Yeah, and he's mostly known for his defense and shot blocking ability. So if he can put 18-12 every night, he'll be one of the best centers in the league.
You just get 4 points and 4 rebounds every quarter. And
with New Orleans, Noel, too, I mean, he really put on a show out there.
True. He did.
But I mean, if you're 7'2", you better do something.
Man, is he really 7'2"?
He's 7'2". His wingspan's like 7'9" or something like that.
And see, another team, you know, the 76ers, they're a lot of young guys.
Michael Carter Williams,
Joel Embiid, who hasn't played.
Joel Embiid, bust.
DV, you're just taking shots at everybody today.
I'm sorry.
I think
Victor
Oladipo is.
Victor Oladipo is.
He's for sure going to be something.
He's going to be an all-star.
I mean, what other up and comers do you think could be? That person,
Jabari Parker.
Yeah, when he comes back from injury,
he's got a good base. He's
you think he
base.
Could stay healthy though?
Oh yeah. I think
it was just a tough play that he went through.
Okay.
And again, I think I feel like Greek the Freak's gonna be a couple of all stars
as long as he doesn't do the dunk contest.
Well, he's not. You do it once in a career.
When your name's LeBron, I mean,
then you can just do whenever.
Yeah, I mean Rudy Gay did.
You're
it
You're really mad that LeBron hasn't done a dunk.
I'm really mad at a lot of things.
You think LeBron's gonna do it before he retires?
He said he regrets it. So
he was
really? In 2016.
How did they decide?
Well, I think they asked.
I think they just put their name in. Like, oh, put my name in. And
if you want to do it, then they'll.
Yeah.
I feel like they asked them.
Like, I mean,
I feel like the young guys tell the NBA, like, oh yeah, we'll do it. But I feel like if you're a veteran and you have that superstardom, like LeBron, I think you just say like, oh
yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
But another up and coming. Star Kenneth Faried.
I feel like he might get traded tomorrow.
Ooh. You feel like he will?
Yeah.
But he did so well with you.
I don't know.
Look, this talk is turning into trade deadlines.
Dwight Howard.
I feel no. Him to Chicago for Taj Gibson.
Ooh. No way.
There's no. Like, where's the upside for the Bulls in that trade?
Way.
Kenneth Faried?
But they just got Pau.
Yeah.
Pau is at the end of his career. After the contract, Pau is gone.
Yeah, that's what they get.
Kenneth Faried is younger than Taj Gibson.
Is he? Yeah, yes. He is. Not much, though.
Kenneth is really young, but I feel like Powell can do his jobs just as well as.
No, I'm not taking anything from
I think
Powell.
They're trying to
Powell's
win now.
Starter.
They're trying to win now. They don't
That's
going to
help
future.
Them win.
You think the Bulls can win this year?
No.
They have a legitimate chance to win this year. Yes, they do.
No.
They can beat Atlanta
in
a 7-game
series.
What has
Derrick Rose done? Where are they in the East right now?
They are number 3.
Oh my gosh!
I'm double checking that.
I know they. Are, I just checked. They are.
Oh, they are number 3.
Oh my gosh!
Wow. But the thing is, Cleveland and Washington are not far behind them at all.
And then you got Drake's team, Toronto from the 6.
From the six. Views from the 6 coming soon.
If you're reading this, this is too late.
that was awesome. Big.
I don't know though. I mean, like DeMar DeRozan. Is that another
DeMar
sleeper?
DeRozan, Terrence Ross.
Yeah,
Terrence Ross?
I feel like he would have made the All-Star game if he didn't get hurt earlier in the year.
Terrence Ross.
Kyle Lowry.
I'm calling it the next 3 years, Terrence Ross can be an All-Star.
No.
Yeah. He did very poorly in his dunk contest last year.
What? Oh, last year.
With Ben McLemore? Oh, Ben McLemore, too.
Mm-hmm.
He has been having that strong of a year, though, I don't think.
Yeah, no. Rudy Gay.
Yeah, that's true.
He's taking a
Him
lot
and DeMarcus Cousins are like...
Ooh, DeMarcus Cousins.
They're holding down the fort.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins is going to be a good center if he gets his attitude straight.
Who is the Sacks? Who is the Kings
new head coach?
Point guard.
point guard? Darren Collison.
Yeah, Darren Collison.
Oh, that's right.
They lost Isaiah Thomas to Phoenix Suns.
And the Phoenix Suns are trying looking to trade him. We keep Goran Dragic.
Goran Dragic is going to the Lakers.
No,
he's not. Nobody wants to go to the Lakers.
He said he wanted to. It came out in a. He said it's either Houston, the Lakers, or the Knicks are the teams he would prefer to get traded to.
Jeez, I don't see him leaving. I feel like the Suns are going to invest too much money in him.
Yeah, Dragic's not leaving.
Because I mean, what did we read earlier about how they're willing to get rid of Isaiah Thomas before they get rid of him, just to show that they'll open up money for him.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they would get rid of Isaiah Thomas.
I don't think so.
It's not going to happen.
I feel like Matt Barnes should get traded.
Where would Matt Barnes go?
Somewhere else besides Clippers.
Why?
I feel like he's not a good fit for
to the Lakers. I feel like him and Kobe.
We already had him.
We don't want him back.
Kobe's tired of him. Kobe's tired of.
You know Matt who Barnes I will take back. Who? The world peace. Come back.
Oh man.
Oh God, no.
Come out of retirement, Ron.
Come out of retirement. He's retired.
No, isn't he's playing he? In China. I thought.
Stop.
Okay,
it.
Okay, if you take back Ron Artest, you might as well take back. You take Tracy McGrady with him.
Oh my God.
Take everybody.
Take everybody. All right. Well. I'm just saying that I think that DeMar DeRozan should have been in the All-Star game. I think that he's
he was a young snub that
another up and coming star, Andre Drummond.
Ooh,
really?
Andre Drummond's gonna be so good.
Bold prediction.
Yeah,
man, he's pretty nice right now though. To be honest,
you know who should have been All-Star? Mike Conley, from Memphis.
Ooh, true.
He should have been an All-Star.
Oh, you know what?
He has a jumper.
I was surprised his roughhouse from your team. Dwight did not make the All-Star team.
Yeah, because there's just too many big men, I feel like. I mean, the West, they got... Oops. I mean, Tim Duncan, Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Durant, DeMarcus Cousins. They're already huge.
Kobe, but yeah, you know, when Kobe got hurt, they replaced him with DeMarcus Cousins. I thought they would put Dwight Howard in there, and they went with the young DeMarcus Cousins.
No. Just no. Dwight Howard, ever since L.A.
Ever since he left Orlando, just been... It's been brutal.
Well, I mean, when he left Orlando, L.A. So
the last
I mean.
Year of Orlando before he got to L.A.
Yeah, with all that... He just made too much of a big discussion. Like, he just wanted to be... He wanted that the conversation LeBron had.
Yeah, he wanted that...
Which he just didn't get.
I feel like LeBron doesn't do that stuff on purpose. I feel like they want...
People just want to make a big deal because it's LeBron.
And so they made a villain out of him, so they, you know... I mean, LeBron's my favorite player. He will always be my favorite player.
Yeah, I feel that.
Him and Magic. I feel like LeBron's a reincarnation of Magic.
Going back to...
Magic was such a better passer.
Going back to players that did not make the All-Star, I feel that if he did not get hurt before the All-Star thing, I feel like Brandon Jennings would have been on the All-Star team.
Ooh. No way. You see him pass up that layup for a jump shot?
Talking about one... I feel like he was playing hot... He was playing hot before he got hurt.
He was playing. He's playing really well.
Brandon Knight?
No.
Of course not.
I thought Brandon Knight died after DeAndre Jordan.
What happened to Darren Williams?
I don't know.
I think he fell off.
I think he just fell. It looks like he got slower and fat.
He for sure lost a step.
He for sure went to In-N-Out. Too many times.
Talking about losing his teammate Kevin Garnett.
Oh my god!
He doesn't even play back-to-back road games.
What's going on with Paul Pierce?
Where is he?
He's with Washington. He's really good. He's actually been doing.
Ooh,
really
Bradley
good.
Beal, another sleeper.
Oh yeah, Bradley Beal.
He compliments Bradley Beal and Gortat and John Wall up in Washington. He's a good veteran leadership.
Or another sleeper from the Rockets, Josh Smith.
No. Stop.
Trevor Ariza?
Stop.
No. Trevor Ariza, the Lakers will take him back.
Hey, he's nice. Hey, him, Bradley Beal, and John Wall, they were nice together. Like, they worked so well on the Washington Wizards together.
Yeah.
And then I feel like once Paul Pierce came in, I feel like they got better.
The Wizards got better, definitely.
Yeah.
Paul Pierce is a upgrade over Trevor Ariza. Nothing against Trevor Ariza. He's a two-time NBA champion. Yeah.
He's a nice player, but he's starting to get pretty old. And then they get Kenny the Jet, or I mean, not Kenny.
Kenny the Jet.
They get Jason Terry.
What about Rondo?
Oh man, let's not talk about that. Mavericks. Rondo. What happened?
Oh, talk about Mavericks. That they just signed Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, they did.
Breaking news.
This is a good time to make moves. make some space.
Moves are going to be made tomorrow. We'll just see what happens.
I feel like there's something big going to happen. I mean, already something big already did happen with Deion Waiters and who are they? J.R. Smith.
Iman Shumpert.
I heard the Cavs are trying to trade J.R. Smith.
I saw that too. I did see that.
Where would J.R. Smith go?
Anywhere but Cleveland.
who would Cleveland want to get in return for J.R. Smith? What would they need?
They need a pure shooter.
They need more bigs. I feel they need a pure shooter
or a big, a nice big. Like, I feel like.
You know who would be nice for the Cavs, I think?
DeAndre
Carl Landry.
Yeah,
bro.
No, Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry? Then
Kyle Lowry's a point guard.
Yeah, Toronto's not going to get rid of Kyle Lowry. Drake won't let that happen.
Or not Kyle Lowry, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, is the guy, the shooter from Kyle Korver.
Yeah, Kyle Korver.
Kyle Korver.
Yeah. That'd be a good fit, but I mean,
Atlanta's not
trading.
Too much
money.
Atlanta's
not
trading. Atlanta's not doing anything.
Yeah, Atlanta's chilling.
They're too nice.
They don't need to do anything. They're having a nice break right now. You know, they're enjoying their time.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Denver Nuggets should make a move if they're trying to win this year.
True. Oh, Denver Nuggets ain't going anywhere.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for that segment. We are going to come back really quick after this break, and we're going to be talking about who we think is going to be the MVP for the second half of this season.
Yep.
So this is Ball's Life. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Roughhouse. I got my co-host,
DJ Smoove, and our special guest,
DJ DV.
We'll be back in a little bit.
Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. The mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
You stand with your little head down in your hand. Oh my God, can't believe it's happening again. Your baby's gone and you're all alone, and it looks like the end. Back out on the street, and you're trying to remember. Thought you'd be alone this far down the line. I know what's been.
Welcome back to Ball Is Life. I'm your host again, DJ Roughhouse, and as usual, I'm here with my co-host,
DJ Smoove, and our special guest today, the one and only
DJ DV.
And for this final segment, we're going to be talking about the MVP of the NBA.
Yes.
Joe, who you got?
Me right now.
Kobe.
No, not Kobe.
Jump right into the jokes.
Honestly, you guys are going to hate me for this. I know you hate him, Roughhouse.
I don't say Lillard.
Damian Lillard.
No.
MVP?
Yes.
He barely made the... He didn't even make the All-Star game.
Stop it.
Yes. He was giving it.
Stop
Portland
it.
Is third in the West right now. Aldridge is playing hurt, and he's been carrying that team.
I'm
he's
done.
Made Portland... He's brought Portland back and put him back
done.
On the map.
Can we get a moment of silence for Joe?
Damian
he's
just
Lillard. Burst into flames. Damian,
who else other than LeBron has...
Steph Curry.
Really?
Ooh, no.
Steph Curry.
But Steph Curry has so much so much better supporting cast than Damian Lillard.
Hey, he has Klay Thompson.
Damian
so
Lillard
Russell Westbrook
third
then.
In
he has
the
Russell
team
Westbrook.
Third in the West with guys like Wesley Matthews.
LaMarcus,
look at their centers.
LaMarcus
Robin
Aldridge.
Lopez is their Steph center.
Curry. LaMarcus Steph Aldridge
Curry.
Who went
Steph Curry.
Ham in the All-Star game.
Okay, I understand it. But that's it. Who else?
Steph Curry.
No,
Russell Westbrook.
I'm not talking
what?
About on the Portland
You're just
Trailblazers.
Saying names.
he's not on the Portland Trailblazers. You're talking about on the Portland Trailblazers?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Who's supporting
who
Wesley
should,
Johnson?
Wesley Johnson is on the Lakers. It's Wesley Matthews, bro.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Wesley Matthews.
Come on, get your bread.
All right, DV, give me a good reason why Lillard shouldn't be MVP.
I mean, usually the MVP is in the All-Star game.
Ooh.
And they get selected and
that's
they're
a good
starter.
Point. That's a good
I'm,
point.
I'm not, say, I'm, not, I'm not saying I'm not saying he didn't deserve it because he did. You know, he's from Oakland. You know, came from the trap.
He's my favorite player right now.
Is he? Trade to the Lakers?
I would take him.
Of course you would.
Anybody
take
would take
anybody
him,
right
I think,
now.
Yeah. No, I think that anybody would want Damian Lillard on their team except the Cavs because they got Kyrie.
True.
Or the Wizards because they got John Wall.
Actually, you know what I think?
I would trade Kyrie for
I think LeBron would rather play with Damian Lillard than Kyrie right now.
Yeah.
I feel like Damian Lillard has that, like, he's just hungry.
No, he is. And when he did not get selected for the All-Star, he tweeted. He was like, I'm on a mission.
That's one thing
like,
I didn't like about it.
I'm going to make them all regret not choosing me.
Yeah,
so that's why I feel like he's going to have a good set. He's going to have, a second half where he's going to be a beast.
I feel like he should have felt that way. I feel like he shouldn't have said it, though, to the public.
Oh, he should have
well,
kept
it
himself.
With his play.
Oh, yeah,
matter.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
But
I feel
bold.
Like he should have just...
If he starts slumping the second half and doesn't do anything, then yeah, he shouldn't have tweeted it out. But
yeah.
If he backs up with his play, I don't see no problem with it, to be honest.
Man, I don't know. I think
it's very competitive.
Yeah, it really is. DV, who you got for MVP besides LeBron?
Oh, man.
Can't do it.
Oh, man. I'm going to go... See, it depends on what the second half is looking like. You know, I feel like if OKC steps it up, Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook... But if Houston gets to second, because they're not getting to first, James Harden.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stop.
No, James Harden.
I mean, there's nobody in the East is going to be MVP.
Besides LeBron, for sure, Melo is the only other person that could get
but
it.
But he's just shut it down for the season.
Yeah,
but
LeBron,
he's done.
Yeah, his team has 10 wins.
Yeah, his team has 10
Dominican
wins.
Has more wins than
the
Knicks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, don't do it.
Oh, don't do it.
Come on, bro.
Oh, man.
Dear Lord.
We made us need to end the show right there.
Yeah. thank you for tuning in.
No, but honestly, all right, so we got Damian Lillard, Steph Curry, and James Harden. So those are the three that could be
mm-hmm.
MVP?
Yeah.
In the West.
And, you know, throw a sleeper in there. One of the Atlanta Hawks
no.
Big Four.
No.
Jeff Teague.
No.
Why not?
All right. You got to put five on the board, Joe, for MVP.
Who MVP, you okay. James, well, Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
James Harden. Steph Curry. I'll throw in, not KD, but I'll throw in Westbrook. And then I'll throw in Klay Thompson.
Okay. I see that. DV, who you got?
Steph Curry. James Harden. LeBron. Chris Paul.
Ooh.
And I'll go Klay Thompson.
Okay. I see that.
Rough ass, who you got? Who's your five?
All right. Well, for sure, going to have to go with my boy James Harden. And besides that, I'm going to have to say, as much as I hate to say it, I'm going to have to say Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to throw them two in there. I really think that LaMarcus Aldridge could do it because, I mean, like, he's pretty underrated, and he's holding that big man. I mean, who else is getting rebounds in Portland right now?
He's been underrated.
My boy, Chris Kamen, bro. Taking naps on the bench.
What about Will Barton?
All right, so then I got them three. I got Steph Curry, James Harden, LaMarcus Aldridge. I'll throw in LeBron, obviously, because, I mean, it's LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll throw in, oh, man, Russell Westbrook. I think he could. I mean, I don't know, because he has to, because when he didn't have KD, he was stepping up big time. I mean, he was averaging easily a double-double a game with over 20 points. But I think that's now that KD's back, he's not going to be getting that kind of, those kind of box scores because he has to pass the ball more.
Trade.
Ooh.
I just want to bring up like a question right now. So I just listened to our list, and other than LeBron, there's no other East player. Do you feel like the top players in the East feel a little disrespected because they're not in the conversation of MVP, and it's just always West is dominant, the West is this, and then the East is just a bunch of nobodies? Do you feel like they feel like disrespected?
No.
Why not?
They're just doing their job.
I mean, why wouldn't they feel disrespected?
I mean, MVP is such a like a big award of a season.
Obviously, it's the biggest award.
So it's
NBA Finals Championship.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a big award, and at the same time, MVP only like clarifies who's the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball is a team sport.
Yeah,
they're worried about the playoffs and getting to the NBA championship. They don't care. Of course they do. But MVP is kind of like a, in a sense, a privilege, where the NBA Finals is a job.
Okay, I see.
I'm sure some people get upset about not being in the talks, but you kind of have to look out and see what people see, because if they only see LeBron, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, then you're clearly not there at that level yet.
True.
So
true.
You need a few more years.
Yeah, I just wondering if they feel, are the East teams in the playoffs feel like a little disrespected? Obviously, their records don't show that they don't deserve to be like the bottom teams. Like, you know, we're talking the Miami Heats, the Charlotte Hornets, and the Milwaukee Bucks. There's obviously more deserving teams in the West that deserve to play for a title. But I feel like, you know, it's always about the West, how dominant the West is, which it is. I just feel like, I don't know if the East, the players or the teams feel like a little disrespected.
It's NBA. GMs. I feel like you're already there. Now it's just, since you made it there, you always have to come out every single game and prove yourself that you still belong to be there. That's the one thing about basketball. You can't just show up one day and be like, all right, I'm this good, and then come up the next day and not be that good. You have to continue to prove yourself each and every day. And that's what separates the MVPs from the non-MVPs.
True.
So I think that in the East, it doesn't matter how well your team's doing for the MVP. It's all about yourself. And I mean, you just got to be selfish. You got to be hungry, and you got to want to be able to go out there and, like, if you feel like it's yours, you got to be out there and feel like it's yours and go take it.
And that's exhausting to do
every single
day.
Oh, no.
That's what makes the MVP so
try
special.
Try going to class and applying yourself 102% every day. You know how exhausting that is? You'll be done by 10 o'clock in the morning.
All right. I'm already done. Last thing we're going to do. Who the one sleeper MVP who you think should be MVP but is obviously not going to win it because...
Oh, okay. You start off with DV because I have to think about it.
Hold on.
I think I already got one. I'm going to go with Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker?
Really?
I really think so.
Okay. I got mine.
All right, go ahead, DV.
John Wall.
Ooh.
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 Let's get the chills.
I think this guy's going to be the face of the league in the next couple of years. Anthony Davis.
Ooh.
Ooh. True life.
That's a good one.
Anthony Davis has been playing.
Hey, that injury looks so nasty, though. Like, he really, Like, that looks like his shoulder is messed up.
Oh, the K-tape he has on his shoulder?
Yeah, but yeah. Nah, but I think he should be fine.
Did you see, like, the initial incident, though? Like, he really...
He's been playing with a mission lately.
He just hung on the rim too hard, and his leg swept up from under him and just fell 10 feet to his shoulder.
Yeah, I saw that. That was...
It was gnarly.
I feel like if he gets a little bigger...
Oh, yeah, no, he's still... Yeah, he needs to get big still.
I mean,
he's only 21.
Not,
yeah,
he's not bigger. I mean, like... I don't want to see him slow.
Not stronger?
I want to see him as agile, but I want him to see him stronger.
Okay. Stronger. So you want to see like more post?
A little more mid-range and post, yeah.
I mean, he did hit that game winner, though.
He did hit that game winner.
That was nice.
Over your boy, KD.
Oof. Smack. That was actually a clean shot, though. He really got that off.
Double clutch.
Backboard. Oh, was it backboard?
No.
It was all smash on.
Yeah, he flushed it.
I feel like if he extends his range...
Yeah,
he'll
no.
Be a, he'll be a.
I mean,
a
if big he could do threat. What Kevin Love does, like shoot the three, and he's like, you know, consistent at the three,
dude.
Kevin Love, man. I feel like Anthony Davis keeps the same game, but he adds the three to his game.
I mean,
he's gonna be a threat for a very long time.
Yeah, he's you know he's that a lot of the top players have like a lot of respect for him.
I remember
like
back with Team USA,
like what Blake
Griffin's three.
Doing.
Actually, true. Blake Griffin, I got to give Blake Griffin this. He has, you know, extended his range because usually a couple years ago he couldn't hit that, you know,
mid-range
17
footer. He's handling the ball more.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
and he's actually passing a lot to DeAndre. But I mean not enough to where DeAndre's getting 20 and 20,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when Blake Griffin's out, he gets 20. What he had, 22 and 27 rebounds.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh!
He killed Dallas. He killed Dallas and Tyson Chandler
single-handedly. Oh man, that was. He's really on something. But unfortunately, we are actually out of time. So that's gonna wrap it up for this first edition of Ball Is Life. We made it for this first time.
Yes,
and,
we did.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Again,
Ball
this is Ball
Is
Life. I'm DJ Roughhouse.
I'm DJ Smooth, and thank you again, our special guest, DJ DV.
All right, have a good night, everybody.